20-yard line going the other direction. Oh, that was a big break for the Loggers. Yeah. They needed a stop. So they still clinging on to a 12-point lead here, 26-14 with 9:13 to go. Here's Denzine. Going to keep it himself. No. Who's got it? Couldn't see. Looked like Delasky.
No, that was Shea, wasn't it?
Delasky ended up with it. And they got to keep an eye on number 54. That's the one you're seeing after every single play. He's throwing the extra shots in there. You're going to see if the officials check into that one at all. And 8:51 to go here, 26-14. Loggers on a 2nd and 10 from the 20-yard line. Denzine all alone in the backfield. Going to give it to Delasky, right side. Delasky trying to get away. Gets past a couple. We got a flag coming from behind. Going to see if that's a hold, maybe. Not sure. About a 5-yard pickup for Delasky. And it's going to be against the Loggers. That one's going to come back. Penalties are killers here. And especially deep in your own territory. I want to see the Loggers pick up that tempo again like they were trying to do earlier on in the game. But penalties don't allow you to do that. 8:33 to go here in this second quarter. The clock started. Here's the Loggers up to the line of scrimmage. From their own 15-yard line, it's 2nd and 15. And here we go. B.J. Loary breaks through. Picks up quite a bit all the way down to about a 10-yard pickup right there. And he's all the way down to where they at there, Nate, the 28-yard line? Okay, I'm sorry, the 27-yard line. So BJ with a nice pickup off out of the pistol formation where BJ's deep and it's a quick pitch to the right or the left. This is the one we've been working on at home. We need the trees as defenders to make his moves. Tell you what, I can pitch the ball pretty good, Nate. All right, 3rd and 3 here for the Loggers. And it looked like they drew the North Stars off. They did. And I think that's going to be a first down for the Loggers. Man, that was offsides. What are you talking about? That was offsides, clearly. Let's see where they want this ball game to go. There it was. It was offsides on Hurley. We could see it pretty easy from up here. We got a pretty good view up here to nitpick on everything, the bird's eye view. And that's going to be an automatic first down here for the Loggers. It's going to be a 1st and 10 as the Loggers trying to pick up the tempo, but sure are moving slow for them. They step up to the line of scrimmage. From the 32-yard line, here's BJ, left side, up the middle he goes, and gets through some defenders, holds on to it, a big run for BJ Loary, up to the 40-yard line, an 8-yard pickup for the Micronesian sensation. BJ Loary running hard, running determined, and that's what we've seen out of him the last 3-4 ball games. We've seen like something clicked, sort of, and no hesitation. And using that strength he has, he's low to the ground, about 5'7", probably goes about 150 pounds. A strong kid. And 2nd and 2 now from their own 40-yard line. Phillips Loggers with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here's Denzine, Loary in motion, all the way to the right side. Here's Denzine. He's going to keep it up the middle. He goes following his blockers. Gets the first down up to midfield all the way to the Hurley 48-yard line.
First down.
First down, Loggers. 6:48 to go. 26-14. Loggers. From the 49-yard line of the North Stars, here's Denzine all alone again. Usually that's a keeper for him. Right side he goes. The Loggers are seeing something. There's a flag in there. There wasn't much room for holding. I got to see this one. It's a holding type of a call, and we never like it. So you know we're going to complain about it. But it's a holding on the Loggers. 6:32 to go, and the Loggers going to move themselves back 10 yards and all the way back into their own territory from the 46. Going to be first and 15 from the 46-yard line. 6:28 to go and ticking. Denzin up to the line of scrimmage. Got backs to the right and left. Loary in motion, left side. All the way deep. That's usually the keeper. What's the flag? We got to see what they call on this one. There was no movement at all.
No.
And the officials threw the flag. Going to see what they call. False start, no one moved. So, false start, literally nobody moved at all. There was not even a flinch. But, whew. Going to move the Loggers back a little bit more. We like to let them play.
Mm-hmm.
We could be home by 9 o'clock tonight. All right. Denzin from the backfield, first and 20. And it's going to be Dulaski, left side. Oh, my gosh, he got the corner. Dulaski, the 50, the 40, almost a first down to the 40-yard line. Aaron Dulaski.
Boy.
A 20-yard pickup. He needed 21.
That boy can move.
He had the corner over here. I thought if one more guy to beat, and he was gone for the long touchdown. Dulaski was short by about a yard. He's got it all the way down to the Hurley North Stars 40-yard line. They hurry up to the line of scrimmage. Denzin from the shotgun. No one in the backfield. Loary in motion. He's going to keep it himself. Spins ahead. Gets the first down. That's what he needed. Up to about the 42-yard line, 43-yard line. For Shea Denzin, the homecoming king. 5:10 to go. And I think they're trying to figure out who Grandma is on Facebook, Nate.
Yes, I think you're right.
She can chirp in anytime. 26-14. The Loggers moving the chains. Oh, and they're backed against the ropes. The big play for both teams,
yeah.
Really. It's going to be first and 10 from the 37-yard line of Hurley. Here's Denzin. And a fake pitch to Loary. This one goes deep, and he's got Ben Vernick, the 5. Touchdown pass to Ben Vernick.
Wow.
Ben's second touchdown of the game. That gets Holly on the seats over there. And the Loggers up 32-14. And the pistol formation there with the pitch to BJ, they had it go right side. The next time they did it, they faked it, found Ben. Hit a seam down the middle of the field. Ben Vernick having himself a ball game.
Yeah.
He wants to be the Jeff Haken of the
game. He's really pushing for it, isn't he?
4:50 to go. 2-point conversion. Here's Denzin. And wide open is Lane Abraham for the 2-point conversion. 34-14. Just when Hurley was ready to get back into this ball game a minute ago, it's 34-14 now with 4:50 to go. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Everybody, Jeff Haken, along with Nathan Podewelt here in Phillips, Wisconsin at a Logger camp. The Loggers, after that big touchdown right there, it was Ben Vernick, gives them the lead 34-14 and a 20-point lead for the Loggers. And they are set to kick off here. In a little bit, the Loggers are on the field waiting for the North Stars to come back out. And this onside kick has been devastating for the North Stars here tonight. Josh Nutt, and it was Ethan Podmolik for all those years, was doing it for the Loggers. Josh Nutt right behind him. And they've really perfected this onside kick. Got to go 10 yards here. You know what's coming. Here's Josh. Gets a nice bounce, and it hit off of a defender. But Hurley falls on it. They get a fall on it at their own 46-yard line. Good field position, as you would expect. Loggers defense, they're up for the challenge. We got a birthday shout-out, too, on the radio here on Facebook. It's Drake Davis. Drake Davis, it's his birthday today, our young logger. Young future logger football player here. That's a younger brother of Brandon Summers, who played just a couple years ago. And 4:47 to go here in this first half. Loggers up 20 right now, 34-14, in what we're calling the conference championship matchup right here. Winner of this game, highly likely to win the conference. It'll be the Loggers' third year in a row. Here's Hurley from their own 46. Direct snap, left side it goes, and he's picked, wrapped up, thrown to the ground, and I'm surprised they didn't blow the whistle as he was wrapped up by Delasky for a big loss. And that was Soltis with a 2-yard loss on the play. Tough getting out of the arms of Aaron Delasky playing that defensive end. And you got him on the left side, Vernig. Vernig's a cornerback over on that right side. Then kind of takes care of that whole secondary. Really, that whole side of the field. Ben's such a good open field tackler. Yeah. We've seen so much of it. And 4:07 to go here. Second quarter. Loggers up 34-14. Hurley up to the line of scrimmage. It's Soltis and Rowe in the backfield. Direct snap to Soltis. Counter left side to Hall. He breaks through the first line, and he's tackled from behind. B.J. Loary calling Kleinschmidt on the tackle. No, I'm sorry, Callan Chuzzle on the tackle. Nice run there from Wyatt Hall.
Yeah.
And it's a nice counter play. Same play the Loggers use. And 3:55 to go. Clock is ticking. And it's going to be a 3rd-and-5 situation here for Hurley from the Loggers' 48-yard line. Direct snap to Rowe. Rowe up the middle he goes. Gets the first down and pushing him back, and they throw him back. Aaron Delasky picked him up in the air and shot put it.
Yeah, he did.
Rowe back about 2 yards on that play. And Delasky having a big game here. Everyone's having
a big game here for
the Loggers. 3:34. We don't call up the coaches enough. How about Gabe Lind and Steve Precor? A couple Loggers coaches having big games themselves. 3:27 to go here. Hurley in no hurry at all. Stepping up to the line of scrimmage. 1st and 10 from the 40-yard line of the Loggers. It's Soltis in the backfield with Rowe. Rowe from the shotgun. He's going to pass. Quick pass left side. And receivers open and tackled. Not enough for the first down, but a nice play there from Hurley. And I think that was, who made the reception? I think that was Ty Hall.
Yep.
Possible brother of Wyatt Hall. And a pickup of about 8 yards has it all the way down to the Loggers' 33-yard line. So 2:40 to go. The clock started. Soltis and Rowe in the backfield. Direct snap to Soltis. Left side he goes. Finds the corner. Gets the first down. Tackled by a couple Loggers defenders. And you always see fresh legs going in and out for the Loggers. And it keeps the Loggers fresh in that second half. The Loggers a deep team. And with 2:28 to go here, going to be 1st and 10 for the Hurley North Stars. It's 34-14, the Loggers, after Hurley almost got back into this ballgame.
They almost did.
The Loggers with a big interception from Ben Vernig, and then the touchdown from Ben Vernig. And here is Rowe all by himself in the backfield, a penalty, and I think we're going to get an illegal motion on the
Hurley North Stars.
Yeah, the Hurley North Stars. I think it was on the quarterback. And that's going to back him up 5 yards. 1st and 15 it's going to be, and we talk about how tough that is. going up against the loggers. You can't have penalties against the loggers. And the early North Stars desperate to get into the line of, or into the end zone here before the half. 2:04 to go here. Clock is running. Early not in a big hurry. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Soltis in the backfield. Guy in motion. They're going to hand it off to Hall, right side. A nice play. And he's still in bounds all the way down to about the 13-yard line. I think he picked up a first down. No penalties on the field. I don't know how they're going to have some officials have a pink flag and some have the yellow. We got to see what's up with that, man.
Somebody did get the memo.
Yeah, every time I see it, I feel like it's someone lost their shoe or sock or elbow pad or glove, underwear. We don't know. It's pink out.
Yeah, it makes it tough.
It does. Minute 41 to go here. It's going to be first and 10 for Hurley from the Loggers' 13-yard line. Loggers really want to keep them out of the end zone. And Hurley spread out. And Rowe from the shotgun. Looking to pass, going to throw that one high. Who's there? Colin Kleinschmidt knocks it away. Nice defense by Colin Kleinschmidt. Pops up and says, not in my corner. Minute 35 to go. Colin Kleinschmidt, the senior, with the big play. Loggers have the athletes in the secondary to go up with anyone. You got Ben Vernick back there, Colin Kleinschmidt. Two top athletes in Phillips. And minute 35, it's second and 10. Second 10 here for Hurley. And, yeah, desperately want to keep them out of the end zone. Hurley, I believe, has all their timeouts. And two receivers split wide right. One to the left. Soltis in the backfield. Hall in motion. They're going to give it to him left side. He gets to the corner, and he's tackled. Colin Kleinschmidt with a nice tackle, an open field tackle. And they may have picked up the first down. We'll see what they did.
I think he's a yard short.
They caught it. Hey, buddy, yard short. It's going to be third and one. Third and one for the North Stars, all the way down to the Loggers' 5-yard line. 1 yard to get a first down here. 5 yards to get into the end zone. 58 seconds to go in the second quarter. Plenty of time with three timeouts left. Soltis in the backfield. Rowe going to keep it himself. Left side he goes. Couple loggers are there. Oh, and a nice tackle. They throw him out of bounds. And I think that was Colin Kleinschmidt. Spun him the right way to keep him out of the end zone. And a no gain from what I'm seeing.
That was Colin.
They're giving him the first down. Okay. So first and goal for Hurley. From about the two, and really seeing who the Logger fans are now when they do that, you stand up and clap your hands. Hard to tell with the same school colors. Got orange and black from both teams here. Not sure who I'm offending today. 34-14. Hurley trying to get in the end zone. Rowe going to keep it himself, and he's stumped again for no gain. 38 seconds to go and ticking. And look like Sawyer Kuchaba at the bottom of that pile. Nice job there from Sawyer. 27 seconds to go and ticking. Plenty of time yet. Yeah. Three timeouts to go. Surprised they're not stopping the clock. And they're just going to go up to the line of scrimmage.
That's going to be the last play, isn't it?
I mean, you have a lot of timeouts left, but that's really odd.
That's what I thought.
All right. And here's Soltis. Up the middle he goes into the end zone. It didn't matter because he got the touchdown. That could have been the last play of the game, though. It would have been stuck with three timeouts. I guess they could have got a playoff. So Hurley scores, makes it 26.
20-34.
Oh, sorry, 20-34. They're going to go for the two-point conversion here. Try to make it a 12-point ball game again. Big score there for the Hurley North Stars. As we're almost into halftime here.
I believe they get the ball at half.
Yeah, they'll get the ball coming out of the half. You're right. So Hurley going for the two-point conversion. Everybody split out. Rowe all by himself from the shotgun. And here he is. He drops back. He's going to be tackled. They throw this one up. No go. And Aaron Dulaski all over him on defense. Trenton Swickla with the pressure as well. Two-point conversion is no good. We're going to stay right here with 4 seconds to go here. Anything can happen here yet, right? Nate Loggers have scored on possessions like this already in this game. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors, and we want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do-It-Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Medford Motors, and as always, our halftime and postgame show brought to you by Forward Bank. 4 seconds to go here in this first half, and it was the North Stars with a nice timely possession, getting that touchdown, making this a ball game again. It's a 14-point lead here for the Loggers, and, you know, we knew the 26 points obviously wasn't going to be enough to win here. Loggers got to try to. I don't think they're going to get a chance to run this one back, you wouldn't think. We'll see what Hurley does, but Loggers going to go into halftime with at least a 14-point lead. We got to like that. And it's homecoming, guys. And you can tell, you can feel the energy here at Logger Camp. They just did the, if you're a Loggers fan, stand up and clap your hands. And we've really seen how many Logger fans were here. So we apologize to those Northwoods fans that had to move from in front of us. Understandable. Logger fans stayed. Yeah. They're liking the state.
This Hurley team is not very fast, are they?
Slow pace, pace-wise you're talking.
Yep.
Yeah, a fast team, but yeah, the pace is really slow. And here's a little pooch kick up the middle, and Logger's going to fall on it. And they're going to just down it after that.
That's Kenny Drexler again.
Yeah, Kenny Drexler. Putting his name into this ballgame, Kenny Drexler, one of our favorites.
He's the future.
He is the future. You're going to hear a lot of Kenny's name next year and the year after that.
Yep.
The Loggers, are they going to go deep here, try to do something? I would. I mean, of course I would.
Yeah.
Go deep. Go deep, young man. Let's see.
I think Shea's going to take it.
And here's Loary in motion. It looks like a play to me. Hey, you're going to give it to Dulaski. Nothing wrong with giving it to Dulaski. Dulaski gets to the 50, the 45, tackled after about a 25-yard run there from Aaron Dulaski. Always dangerous. And that's going to take us into halftime. And a nice first half from the Phillips Loggers. 34-20 is the score here to end the first half. We're going to send it back to 98.3 and on the Civic Media app for a five-minute timeout. We got a long timeout or halftime here. We're going to send it back for 5 minutes. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Jeff Hagen and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin along with Nathan Podewelt here at Logger Camp. It is homecoming, Nate, and what a first half the Loggers put on. I should be honest about it. Both teams really put on.
Yeah.
It was pure excitement, big play after big play on this Hurley team, a dangerous team. The Logger is up right now 34-20, and, you know, we talked about one of the keys to the game when it first started. Hey, we got to get a fast start. What do the Loggers do on the opening kickoff? DJ takes it about 60 yards all the way down to the 5-yard line. Aaron punches it in, and it set the tone for the whole game. for the Loggers. You could see the excitement on the team in the crowd, everything like that. And the Loggers really just built from there, yeah. Kept attacking. And it was Ben Vernig with a huge touchdown reception, a huge takeaway
yep.
on defense that just changed the tone of this game. I mean, Ben Vernig right now, easily the Jeff Aikman Roofing player of yeah. the game. It's been so well-deserved over the last couple of years. Such a solid player all the time. Thank you, Kelly, bringing us some waters up here. I got three of them now. I'm going to have to start chugging waters here. Oh, we got a cold one. That's good.
And Aaron Delasky's got three touchdowns on the
yeah,
game, too.
Yeah, Aaron so. With three touchdowns. And Aaron's been the scariest guy out on the field. Whenever it's third and 15, give it to Aaron. He's got a chance to go the distance. Aaron got an average of 13 yards per carry. That's only gone up in and this game here today.
And early in the season, he had a lot of fumbles. And these last few games, he's been able to take care of the ball very, very well.
You hit it right on the head, and we've seen it early on with him, like with something clicked. Like I think coming into this year, Aaron knew, you know, hey, this is my year. I'm this big, strong yeah. beast of an athlete. I'm a junior right now. I'm ready to take a bigger role with this team. He went in against Wassa Newman. And he had three fumbles yep. in that game. Didn't get a lot going, but Wassa Newman's a great team.
Right.
And you could see the difference after that game. He quit running Tim, and he ran through guys, over guys. We seen one play here earlier today. I think there was literally six guys trying to pull him down. He ran for another 10 yards on it, trying to drag him down. And just a fabulous asset to have on
yeah.
your team. Not only has Aaron done it in on offense, we've seen him make some big defensive plays, really for the first time being a standout on defense, being that defensive end and wrapping up Soltis today here. What a difficult task that is against this running back, probably the best running back
yeah.
from the eye view that we've seen here all season. I mean, he's a tough kid, but again, he gets wore out. The Loggers have multiple backs. Denzine's running it. Zelaski's running it. BJ's running it. And
Evan eventually.
Yeah. And for Hurley, you know, it's been the Soltis show running the ball.
Yep.
And that's going to wear a guy out, similar to what Rib Lake does. It's pound, talent, Shytower. And after a while, the kid's going to hobble off the field a little bit, seeing that with Hurley right now as they're really giving the numbers to Soltis. But the Loggers have been wrapping up nicely and exploding off this ball. That or offensive line for Hurley is a big offensive line. And you've seen the Loggers do well against those big offensive line, using their quickness and really wearing that offense down. Becky Davis watching here, but she says James is on the field. Oh, James Bruin must be on the field helping out here tonight. That's pretty cool. Becky watching, and we already gave your boy a birthday shout-out. It is Drake Davis, probably the biggest Logger fan here tonight. It's his birthday, the big birthday boy here tonight. So he is here celebrating. Nowhere else that kid would rather be than at homecoming watching the Loggers here. Getting a wave here from Lisa Parker down there. We got all kinds of people
yeah.
we know here. It's really fun being in the booth here tonight at homecoming. You know, last week we were in Athens, and we chose not to be in the booth over there, so we weren't right in the middle of their fans. Really, fans, a few of them decided to sit right in front of us, so they had to move because things get a little obnoxious up in this booth sometimes. And 5:12 to go here. You're missing a good game live if you're not here, but hoping you're enjoying this broadcast we're bringing to you guys. Homecoming, like we said, 34-20. Nate, maybe what we can talk about a little bit is this second half. And the Loggers have always been a second-half team. It seems like they've been wearing the other teams down. Hurley had that big touchdown to get back into this game, and it's 34-20, only up 14 points right now. They're going to get the opening kickoff. It's crucial for the Loggers to stop them on that opening possession. It's been a tough thing for the Loggers to do. First possessions of the first half, first possession
yep.
of the second half. They've been giving up scores. Hurley scores again. It's 28-34. We got a ball game.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
So crucial right here that the Loggers get a stop. Ball's been bouncing their way so far in the first half. Bouncing their way, you like to say, but the Loggers have the athletes out there, and they're literally making the plays.
Mm-hmm.
And Colin Kleinschmidt, we don't say get to say his name enough. Lane Abraham yep. making plays out there. You know, we usually talk about Aaron Delasky, B.J. Loary, Shay Denzine, And, you
Ben
know,
Vernon.
It's Ben and Colin are making big plays on defense. And the rest of the team, Brody Janicek, had a huge tackle for a loss on a third down that triggered things for the Loggers. Callan Chuzzle's doing Callan Chuzzle's things as always, yeah. Getting in there, making big plays. And they're going to need to continue that, making plays the rest of this game here. There's about 3 minutes to go in this half, halftime, I should say. And we're going to try to send it back here in just a minute to 98.3. And we're going to take a three-minute timeout. No, let's just do a two-minute timeout. We'll do a two-minute timeout. We'll be back in 2 minutes, guys.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Halloween is almost here, and Medford Motors has some spooky good deals. Right now, get 15% off of all Ford accessories. You can choose to have us pick up and deliver your vehicle, or, for a limited time, have our mobile service install your new accessories in your driveway or at your work for no extra charge. I don't believe it. That's scary convenient. Call or text yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to order and schedule.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Everybody, Jeff Haken it along with Nathan Podwell here at Logger Camp. Got a few minutes to go here until the start of this second half, and it's 34-20. The Phillips Loggers leading the early North Stars in Northwoods East Conference matchup here, and it's not officially for the conference championship, but the Loggers win this game. They're sitting in a pretty good position, as is Hurley, to win the conference championship. Yep. They still have to take on Shawamigan and win that game, but I think they'd have head-to-head against everyone. Rib Lake also 5-1 in their first season.
And they play Hurley next week.
And that'll be a really fun matchup to watch Hurley and and Rib Lake. Rib Lake, you know they're going to be up for the challenge over there. And Talon Shytower having a special season, the junior right now.
And we had an update on the Schwamigan South Shore game, 42-0 Schwamigan.
Yeah, 42-0 Schwamigan working South Shore over there. South Shore, didn't Prentice play South Shore? Was it last week?
Shell Lake.
Was that Shell Lake? One of those things over there. South Shore, though. So Schwamigan taking care of business. It's not going to be a pushover in that game at all here for the Loggers. They're going to have to bring it against Schwamigan.
And I believe it's homecoming in Prentice and Schwamigan tonight.
Tonight also?
Yep.
So everyone having their...
Price County is having their homecoming.
Price County having the homecoming. I wonder what the kids are. You know, usually they like to go over and head out to some of those, and everyone's got to stay home here tonight,
yeah.
I guess. So, yeah, those kids, the boys that are dating the Schwamigan girls, they got to stay at their own, I guess.
Yeah.
Good choices there from the schools. I like it.
Yeah.
Got to separate them schools. Minute four to go here. And we are on the air right now, aren't
we? Yep. This is a Forward Bank halftime show.
It is. And both teams are heading to their sidelines right now. There's under a minute to go. And Hurley's going to get the opening kickoff in this second half. And they're going to take it. Loggers are going to have to get a stop here, we talked about. And they've had a difficult job of getting that stop early on in these halves and starts of the games. And it'll be, you know, a key to the second half, get that spark, because it's a long half, as we learned from that first half right there. I don't know. It feels like it's 10 o'clock right now. What time is it?
8:41.
I was close. And I feel like the Loggers are energized. The one thing I like about the Loggers team, as we talk about always, is their depth, and their depth at the skilled positions. You know, so it's not Delasky pounding the ball to him like Hurley has to do. And it's Shea runs it, BJ runs it, Delasky runs it. You know, they'll throw the pass out there to Ben. But, and Hollinger out in this game here right now. The score, Brian, just joining us, is 34-20. We're at halftime. They're just about to kick off. The Loggers leading. Brian, if you've missed the first half, it's been a lot of fun here. 34-20. Both teams out on the field right now. It's the Loggers set to kick off to the Hurley North Stars. This is Northwoods East Conference matchup. First year. And here's Josh Nutt set to kick off. It's going to be the onside kick. Hurley's had such a difficult time controlling this. And here's a nice one. Gets a funny bounce. North Stars fall on it. And they're going to start out from their own 48-yard line. So it's going to be first and 10 here for the North Stars from the 48-yard line. The North Stars going to be a lot more of what we've seen. Soltis and Rowe getting the heavy action. Throw that pass out there deep every once in a while.
A little bit to Wyatt.
The Loggers have done such a good job of tackling here today. Most of the big plays by the North Stars have been on the pass plays. So here is the North Stars in their white uniforms, orange helmets, looking like the old Cleveland Browns. Maybe they still look like that. And it's Rowe from the shotgun, Soltis to his right. It's going to be a direct snap to Soltis. He's going to keep it. Try to go left side, and who's got him? Aaron Delasky, oh my goodness, wrapped him up and swung him around like a rodeo.
Yeah, 3-yard loss.
And a big loss. Aaron Delasky has been impressive as a defensive end here tonight, not allowing that corner. And the big arms of him and Brody Janicek has made that play. And Delasky having himself a ball game. He's really been looking forward to this football season coming up.
Yep.
And one of those captains of BJ's, the captain of the team here tonight. But one of those players that, all summer long, that's what he's looking forward to, football season. It's here for him, and he's shining bright. Aaron Delasky, a star here, a junior in Phillips. And it's going to be second and 14 from the 45-yard line. And Rowe going to keep it himself, and he's hit immediately. BJ Loweri on the tackle. Oh, that wasn't. Maybe it was
Jade
and Zine in there, too.
It was BJ and Zine. Think Aaron's going to get 1,000 yards?
And Aaron got a chance here. What's he at right now?
He had 745
coming into this ball game.
He's had to have
150 more right now. You could see A'Ron get in. I'm sure you will. You will see a 1,000-yard season from A'Ron Delaski. And here we are, third and 13. And the North Stars got three receivers to the right, one to the left. They're going to throw it to Saltis in the flats. And there to make the tackle, a nice tackle. Is that Lane Abraham? It looks like Lane. It is Lane Abraham. Pushes him out of bounds. Big play there from Lane. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 12 for the North Stars. And they like to pass on this play. We've seen it, and they've made the big completion a couple times to extend drives. And Loggers got to make sure they don't hurt themselves. It looks like they're going to punt. And you got to keep an eye out for the fake punt, that's for sure. But back deep looks like Shea Denzine. And here it is, almost miffed it, and they're going to have to go for it. Oh, they get the kick off.
Wow.
And that one goes way out of bounds. I don't know whether they're going to mark that one. It's got to be inside the 50-yard line.
Yeah, it didn't go far, did it?
No, because it went straight out of bounds. And a bad punt. Right? Sorry, a bad snap to the punter.
Punt of 3 yards, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Where do they put that one? Are they marking it at the 49-yard line?
Yep.
So they're going to mark it at the Hurley 49-yard line.
51.
At the 51, Mick corrects me. So the Loggers from the 51 for the second time in this game, they are going to go from right to left here. 10:29 to go in the third quarter. The Loggers up 34-20. And a big change of possession there as the Loggers got the stop in the opening drive. Here's Denzine in the backfield with BJ. BJ right side follows his blockers. Up the middle he goes. Right side to 40, 35, 30, 25. Makes a move. 20-yard line. He's wrapped up by three, four guys. He goes down about the 17. BJ Loweri wants into the end zone. He got close on that one. One guy to beat. Big start to this opening third quarter. And a defender for Hurley slow to get up. And that was number 10, Ty Hall. He's up. He's going to keep going. Big run there from BJ. And all the way down to the 19-yard line. Yeah, this chain gang is extreme slow. Holy smokers. Now they picked it up. They ran down there. I mean, we're trying to get plays off, and they're literally turtles getting there. Okay, they finally got there, the Loggers, to the line of scrimmage. First down, here's Denzine from the shotgun. Going to keep it himself, left side he goes. He's got a blocker, follows Seidenbender, pushes Seidenbender into the defense, and picks up the first down again. Shea Denzine, left side, all the way down to the 6-yard line. And we're going to get a first and 10. And now the chain gang's ready to move as they spotted it. It's time. There is a flag. I didn't see it. Oh, it is. It's pink. Of course, the pink flag.
It's against Hurley, it looks like, huh?
Oh, they're going to move it. That is against Hurley. So probably a face mask type call. So, anyways, it was a penalty on the defense. It's going to be first down and goal for the Loggers from the 3-yard line.
Early coaches barking there at the ref.
And here we go. Loggers up to the line of scrimmage. We're waiting. Yep, they're waiting for the officials. Yep. And here we go. 9:51 to go. Here's Denzine. He's going to take it right side. Denzine twists and turns. He gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Loggers. 9:45 to go. It's 40-20. The Loggers building on that lead. Denzine into the end zone. They're going for the two-point conversion. Keep the clock going. And up to the line of scrimmage they go. And Denzine going to keep it himself. Right side looking to pass. Left side he goes. And that's Lane Abraham. And it's going to be a late hit penalty, I believe, on Hurley. There is a flag. Lane Abraham making the two-point conversion reception.
Second one of the night for Lane.
Making it 42-20. I think we're going to get a late hit on the quarterback. Yeah, personal foul on Hurley. And I don't know what happens on that. Do you just decline that, or is that attached to the next play? We'll find out.
It would be assessed on the kickoff, I would think, huh?
See, they're asking Steve what they want to do. So I think the loggers would decline. We'll see. I don't know all the rules over here. We're finding out as we go a little bit. So it's 42-20 if the two-point conversion is good, which it is. And the loggers are going to kick off. We're going to stay right here. If it's 42-20, the loggers with their biggest lead of the ball game, 22 points. 9:45 to go in this third quarter. And the loggers are going to kick off to Hurley. Not sure if they're getting an advantage on the kickoff here. I think they're moving it ahead on this penalty, it looks like. They're going to move it all the way up to Logger's going to kick off from the 45-yard line. So they moved it ahead 15 yards. I'm going to use one of these chairs here right now. Maybe get a little bit comfortable over here.
Right? This little sofa up here.
Yeah. 9:45 to go here yet. It's 42-20. Logger's leading. Back onto the field they come. They're set to kick off after the Shea Denzine touchdown. And Josh Nutt going to do this again. Josh Nutt has had a big game here. A good kicker here for the Loggers.
Yeah.
He can kick it deep, but he's really specialized in this onside kick. And they're going to onside kick it again. Here it goes. It doesn't go 10 yards. They got to let it ride, and they fall on it. It's got to be Loggers' ball. Yeah, it is. Loggers football.
Nice.
10 yards. They did a nice job of letting it roll 10 yards. And it's going to be Loggers football. And they're talking about it. Hopefully not too far because they have it set 10 yards downfield. There we go. They call it. It's 10 yards. First and 10 for the Loggers. Is that the third one of the night here? Kickoffs have been atrocious.
Second one that we got.
Well, yes. Special teams has been really special here for the Loggers. Ben's going to be really mad if I give Josh Nutt, Jeff Aiken, the rookie player of the game. Here's Denzine, right side, quarterback keeper, picks up 5, 10, almost the first down. I think he got the first down on that play.
I believe he did. And there's a flag.
And there's a flag on the opposite side of the field. Again, the pink flag, they got to keep them flags yellow.
Yeah, I think Josh is definitely...
Josh is in the running.
Definitely.
Josh is going to get he's going to get one no matter what.
I think so. We'll give out two today.
So holding against the Loggers, and that moves them back. And they're pointing the other way, but they're pointing the other direction, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
So that holding was against
Hurley. Against the North Stars.
Yeah, but now they're pointing the other direction. I think he pointed the wrong way. They're going to move it ahead, and the Loggers, oh my gosh, they're already going to be inside the 20, down to about the 15-yard line. And 9:29 to go here. Loggers football, first and 10 from the 15-yard line. Chain gang's got to get up there. The Loggers trying to get this fast pace here, but we're waiting on the chain gang. It's a new chain gang, I can tell. 9:25 to go here. Direct snap to BJ, just fall on it, BJ. And he doesn't. Oh, the North Stars fall on it. It's going to go to the North Stars. Other way it goes. The fumble went through the hands of BJ. 42-20 here. North Stars getting a break. It was almost devastation for the North Stars as the Loggers were rolling down the field. And a change of possession on the turnover. Yeah, we can't have a dagger in the third quarter. It's impossible, isn't it? Every time you think, it's just, there's still time. It does. But you're finding out in eight-man football, 20 points can come along really quick. It's possible. And a game's never over with. You're right. I'm going to be quiet on that.
Oh.
Typing numbers here on the phone. All right, 9:19 to go. Early up to the line of scrimmage from the 30-yard line. Direct snap to Rowe. Rowe's going to keep it himself. Up the middle he goes. and breaking through a couple defenders. He's still chugging along. He did pick up the first down, but he got close. Picked up 9 yards. Jack Rowe, the 9-yard quarterback keeper, going to be second down and 1 from the 40-yard line, from their own 40-yard line. And 9:11 to go here.
In the third quarter.
Third quarter here. And when does the clock start?
Once the ball snaps.
Once it snaps. Oh, because he went out of bounds. That's why. And Hall on the right side. Hall makes a move. And out of bounds he goes. Picks up the first down.
And he's hurt.
And he's been hurt a lot in this game. Gets up a little bit slowly. Oh, he's okay.
Yep.
9:04 to go here. Clock stops again. He went out of bounds. It's 42-20 here is the score. Hurley with the ball, getting close to midfield. They're at the 48-yard line, moving from left to right. Loving this echo in my ear. And they're going to step up to the line of scrimmage. Desperate to get into the end zone is Hurley. Here's Rowe from the shotgun. He's got Soltis next to him. And that was some deception there, a fumble or something. And the Loggers are holding on to it, so what's the call? It is Loggers football. Loggers football on the fumble. Shea picked it up nonchalantly and said, hey, I got the ball. Nobody knew what happened. The ref said, hey, you do got the ball. First down, Loggers. 8:55 to go. Another wild play here.
Wow.
So it's Loggers football. From the Hurley 47-yard line. And they're not letting me say that that's the dagger. 42-20. Lots of time in this game here. 8:55 to go. And Denzine from the shotgun. Luary in motion. Going to be the counter to Dulaski. Oh, he's wrapped up right away, but that's a head tackle. Are they going to give him the head tackle? No, he wrapped him up right around the neck, threw him down. And just going to call it a loss. We're going to accept this challenge here, Nate, with this echo in our ear. And it's going to be second and 16 for the Loggers. Denzine alone in the backfield. Luary in motion. Denzine looking to pass. A quick pass to Luary. Oh, he dropped it over on that right side. Looked like Hurley was going to eat it up anyways. Third and 15 coming up for the Loggers from their own 48-yard line. And not a lot of clock coming off here.
No, it's not. Been a minute.
And the clock keeps stopping on incomplete passes, getting tackled out of bounds. And that's why we're going to be here till 11. Just kidding. Just kidding at home, folks. We'll be out of here by 10. All right, here's the Loggers. Denzine from the shotgun. Going to keep it himself. No, Dulaski, right? Dulaski, and direct snap to him, and he picks up about 3. Making it 4th and 11 coming up from midfield, from Hurley's 48-yard line. And Loggers sending in Lane Abraham with the play call. And the clock's running. Like to see some time coming off. 7:42 to go in this third quarter. It's 42-20. Loggers leading the Hurley North Stars. You just joining us. And here's Denzine in the backfield. He's going to keep it. He's going to throw this one. Up it goes. Lane Abraham comes down. Oh, he almost made the catch. Almost made a miraculous catch. It's going to be a turnover on downs. Got to give some credit to Wyatt Hall. Lane Abraham tried to Randy Moss him and rip it from in front of him. Unable to come down with it. I thought he did for a second, but it's going to be a turnover on downs. 7:25 to go here in the third quarter. It's going to be Hurley football from their own 48-yard line. And the Loggers on the field, defense been looking pretty sharp here tonight, making the open field tackles, mm-hmm. not giving up the big play other than on the couple pass plays. Here's Rowe from the shotgun. Direct snap.